You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another episode of Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I am so excited. I know I say I'm so excited every day, but today I really am, because today we got on, honey, I'm just so pumped because the heart of the woman who is on today is so genuine and full. I have not met somebody with this much love in her heart. And on top, like, she's so, I know everybody on this show is so talented, but she really is so talented with the biggest heart. She started off in the Broadway, in the tour of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and got bumped up to the Broadway cast, made her way on over to the original company of Ain't Too Proud on Broadway. Yes, that one. And then also was just about to start Caroline or Change on Broadway, in Elon, a university alum. Welcome, Nasia Thomas.
Oh, hello. Hello.
It's only me clapping, but pretend it's a whole studio.
Oh my gosh.
What is up?
Oh, nothing. Literally just sitting here.
Wait, sitting where? Are you in New York?
I'm in Ohio.
What?
I am in Ohio. I want it to be somewhere slow and somewhere where my dog can run around. And yes, it is random, but I like it here. I like how slow it is. I mean, check back in like a month.
How long have you been there?
Oh, I just got here on Monday.
Please tell me that you just looked up Airbnbs in Ohio.
Oh, you know, I certainly did. But I'm actually staying with someone.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
And very random.
Very, very extremely, extremely random.
I miss you. And I want to tell you something, Nage.
Tell me, Salish.
I saw that you posted on Instagram, like you chopped your hair off and dyed it blonde. And I think it was like, forgot exactly what the caption said, but it was like, still blackity black, but you got my little blonde or something like that.
Right, something like that.
I need you to know that that was such a mic drop. It actually was the inspiration for this podcast.
Oh, really? All right, hey!
I've been wanting to start a podcast for like not very long, but like I've wanted to do a show for so long, but I'm like, I don't know what to talk about. And when I saw your post, I'm like, first of all, I had so many questions, which I will just ask you today.
Ow.
But like, I'm like, wait, this is the bomb, first of all.
Thank you.
That you just like.
Salish, you know how I am with my hair. I get, you know, the daughter of a hairstylist. I am always bored. And I literally took out the day that I decided to do that. Okay, so I've been wanting to cut my hair because my hair is really thick.
What is the type? Is it 4C?
Man, I'm telling you, my hair is probably a 4. XYZ.
Shut up. Shut up.
And then, you know, my hair is super thick. So I always kind of had an issue with prepping my hair because, you know, being a Black woman or, you know, a woman of color, our hair just, you just can't really like pin curl it every day, right? And it come out all curly and such like that. You know, you either have the
like
braids.
The white girls.
Yeah. You know, you either have the braids or you have like a shortcut so you can just put the wig over it. But my hair is so thick. Every single time I had to like manipulate it, you know, if I had to pick it out, wet it, pick it out, braid it down, it was just so much. And I had people in the dressing rooms, shout out to Esther, our dance captain, Ain't Too Proud, Taylor, Candace, Rich, everybody up in that dressing room had their turn of braiding my hair, and it was a struggle. So I was like, I need to do something. This is a whole thing. When I was leaving Ain't Too Proud, I was like, I need to do something with my hair that I can maintain during the day. And that doesn't require a whole bunch of prep. So I was like, I'm gonna lock my hair again. So the day that I closed Ain't Too Proud, I put some faux locks in my hair because I had a wig fitting for a Carolina change the next day. And the turnaround time was very serious. So I went into my wig fitting, and the lady who's doing the wigs, she was like, that ain't gonna work. And I was like, I'm not quite used to this, because the first two shows that I've done on Broadway, you know, you get your hair wrapped and then they work around building the wigs, but that
exactly.
Was
so if you have a lot of hair,
you
bring it in on that first day.
Yes, exactly. So here I was thinking I was smart, literally installing crochet locks in my hair, because I was like, I'm going to actually lock my hair because I'm tired of this. I get into that wig fitting. They're like, this is not going to work. I cut the locks right there and was like, can this work? And it was just a struggle. Because the wigs weren't being built. They were stock wigs.
So, whoa!
I don't know. I mean, they were her, you know, the wig company's stock wigs. So they had to make them fit on our head. I didn't know that. If we would have known that going in, because I wasn't kind of the only person who had a problem with their hair, quote unquote problem, because our hair is not a problem, but a challenge to their hair. You know, I didn't know that. So it was like a long battle of going back and forth. Well, can I just put some braids in my hair? Because I wasn't going to be stuck picking my hair out and it's just, my hair don't work like that. And I don't have the patience. So I was, you know, it was just a battle of me and, you know, company management and the hair department on trying to figure out what I can do to my hair that will allow me to feel comfortable, but also to fit these wigs. And, you know, I was trying to make it work. And then we had a little meeting, and it turns out now it's like, we can't do that no more. The Broadway hair industry, you can't make Black hair seem like a problem anymore. Ooh. You know what I mean? Not saying that this woman had a problem with Black hair, but I think us.
Yeah, there's like Black people in Carolina change, right?
Yeah, right. So it's
okay. So wait. P.S. To anybody who's listening right now, if you have not done a Broadway show before, a lot of times when you go in for a fitting, however you're wearing your hair, do your regular wig prep, whether you have a hair down to the ground or you're bald, you go in how you would do your wig prep, and they wrap your head and take an impression of your head. Then usually they build a wig around your head with your exact hairline. It is very personalized to each performer, which is why the wigs on Broadway look so real and so good. So that's the mix up here with like Nasia going in.
Yeah. I mean, I think because, you know, this Roundabout is a theater company, right? So it's not just like an individual show. So, you know, the rules are kind of different. But long story short, listen, I'm grateful because the people who worked in the wig room were like, and this was the first time I had ever heard of this, you know, what do you need? What products do you need to keep up with your hair? And I was like, okay. I'm loving that. But what we need to, what the bigger picture is the Broadway industry has got to stop, and the theater industry has got to stop making Black women feel bad about their hair. and the prep. Yeah. You cannot, we can, gone are the days of being like, oh, can you do something with this? It's too big. That's my hair.
Right.
You got to figure it out. It's not your job to grip and gripe and groan when I'm showing you my hair. It doesn't feel good. And, luckily, you know, the shows that I have worked with before, I never really had a problem. But I know that this is a big deal for the people in our industry, Black women in our industry. And I know that there is a workshop that's happening with the Hair Union where they're going to do preps on different types of hair. Specifically, you know, the different textures. So now you guys are going to have to figure out how to wrap my hair with locks. You're going to have to figure out if I come in there with Bantu knots, you know, because you can't just assume everybody has the same prep. We don't have the same hair. So we have to get this pin curl life out of the way, because guess what?
This is the first I'm hearing of this, Nage. And it gives me chills because it's something that it's never been like, something that I've actively thought of, but it is something that affects me. It affects all of us in a way that is not ever usually said. And now it's a part of the conversation. Which is like, oh, that actually makes a big difference for me. Thank you. Right.
And thank you to the Hair Union, you know, for taking that, like, that second to be like, okay, actually, we need to figure this out.
We're going to cut for a short ad break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, so I do have a question, because you have worn your hair in so many different styles.
Yeah,
literally, you are so, first of all, you are so versatile.
Oh.
You have the face. Like I am complimenting you, but these are actually facts. Like, actual facts. You have the kind of face to where you can walk into a room bald. You can walk into a room with all different cuts and colors of wigs. You can have it shaved. You can have a, what's it called? A fade and locks coming out from the top. And you somehow pull every look off.
Oh, that's so appreciative.
You do. You do.
Ooh.
So wait, I'm wondering, was it when you were in Beautiful, when you had a lot of locks on top?
Yeah. So in Beautiful, and this is... shout out to the wig department, the hair department at Beautiful, because they really were patient with me.
Jen.
Pat, you know, they were really patient with me, because Tatanasia came in with a head wrap from a bald head. But then I said, oh, right. I just want to get locks. And then somehow I got the locks. They allowed me to get the locks because I guess I had some room in my wigs. And I was able to fit those locks, and they grew, man. And I think the good thing about it is I had them only on the top of my head. So it wasn't that, it wasn't going to be that thick. So, you know, I did that, and then Ain't Too Proud, I had locks, but then they asked me to cut them. And I know.
Yes.
Yeah. So I cut them, and for the tour, that's what, well, not the tour, the in Berkeley Rep, when we did the world premiere, I had the bob cut locks. And then since we were getting new, wigs for Broadway, and because, you know, it was just going to be a lot less difficult with the locks, I combed my locks out and went into the Broadway cast with the, you know, with the new wig fitting. And that just ended up being better. But like I said, like I went through the whole bunch of hair and whole bunch of natural hair on top to the cutting it down. And then all of a sudden I have a box cut, and it's just because my hair is just, it seemed at times unmanageable, and I don't like to use that word, but it's just like I was breaking picks left and right. And I'm like, I don't want to have to keep coming up in here. And also my hair is breaking off. You know, that's another thing. Like women with, you know, different types of textures, when we have to manipulate and pick out our hair and braid and unbraid and braid, that's breaking our hair off. It's not the most healthy thing to have to keep going in your hair and bop, 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 you know? So like my hair was breaking off. It was just, I'm losing hair on the sides because it's just, and that's another thing with like, thank God, thank you for having me employed since I graduated college.
Amen.
The price you pay for that, no edges.
Ooh. Wait, why is that? Like, is it the wigs that we wear?
It's the pinning. It's pinning in your hair. It's the quick change pins. It's depending on who's pinning your hair. You might get scraped. You know, you're messing up the hair follicles or the skin right there. You're constantly, dragging something in there. So I know a lot of people, a lot of the women in Ain't Too Proud, you know, and even the men, I'm sure, I'm not growing hair on my edges. Some of my edges, you can tell where I was pinned.
That is so interesting. Okay, so I've noticed a little bit on my own, not too much, but I've noticed it for like a while, and I wonder if it was from all of those shows. It's not too severe, but I have noticed. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, all of a sudden my hair is thinning, and you just have to think every single day for the last like the X amount of years.
Yes, that you've been performing.
Yeah, and then ripping off them wigs for them quick changes, that'll help. I mean, you're really doing like damage to your scalp. So that's why I was really impressed when Carolina Change was like, what can we do? What products can we give you to keep your hair healthy? Because I'm like, I'm gonna need some castor oil.
I'm gonna need some.
So my edges can grow back.
Right. Give me some shea. Give me some hair growth, something oil.
Right.
Some
shea moisture, Cantu, all of it.
Right. Okay. So you mentioned that, like, okay, your mom is a hairdresser, which I probably knew that, but I did not. I did not realize that. That makes a lot of sense. You said you get bored. Mm-hmm. Have you always been, I mean, you say bored, but I'm like, have you always been this fearless?
Because
hair can be kind of like,
I know it's tricky. I have a really strange relationship with my hair, because sometimes I'm like, girl, your head, you know. Cutting my hair, I realized that I have a lot of face, but I don't have a lot of head. So you know, there are people who the back of their head is kind of like a hoof or like a question mark head, like their the back of their head balances out the front part of their head. So I always look, I'm always like, I don't know if I should do this, but then in the moment I'm just like, I just want to do it, and whatever happens happens. And I've always been
known. Are you ever scared?
Well, yeah, man, I'm about to shave my head bald and this weekend. And I'm
bald, scared. Bald,
bald. Yeah. I'm going to do bald just because my hair was my roots were starting to come back in with the blonde, and I am not in a professional place to, my hair wasn't long enough to just do the roots. So I was going to be walking around like two-tone Tatanasia. out here.
It's amazing.
So I'm just, I like dyed it pink yesterday, and then I dyed it burgundy, and I'm just going to shave it.
Oh, I'm like a little jealous. That is so, that's, I think, so you just fun.
I think you just have to just like do it. And I think that it's fun because a lot of the times we hide behind our hair. I know for me, I was like, I don't want to shave my head. Listen, I got quarantined thick. You heard Shut me. Up. Like corn
oh, I bet you look bomb. You know, I bet you look bomb.
You know, I'm having, I think some of, a lot of us, a lot of people that I've spoken to during this quarantine, we're trying to get that, that relationship with our new bodies. Right. And it's challenging, you know, being like, dang, like my thing is like, I know what I'm capable of. Yeah. I know how I feel when I, I know how I feel when I love how I look.
Yes. But we're in a different world right now.
We're in a different world. So it's like, you know, you gotta accept your body where it is. And
right.
It's kind of been a struggle with me, and that, you know, it directly kind of links to my hair, because I'm like, I don't want to shave my head until I've lost weight. And I'm like slapping myself on the hand. Nasia, you can't do that. You don't hide behind. And that's another reason why I shaved it. I was like, I have to stop feeling like I'm hiding behind my hair, because there will be times where I'm like, I can't do this look. I can't do this look. I'm not, you know, I'm not attractive enough right now to do this look. And literally like things that were going through my head this whole quarantine, like, oh, this just don't look too good on my rounder face. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this is an exercise, because guess what? You're beautiful no matter what your face, how thick your face has gotten. And you have to realize that. So it's like, shave your head and you deal with it, Nay. And I'm even finding myself having, like, when I beat my face, I'm like, child, you can't tell me nothing.
Right.
Hair, who? I don't need no hair. But then, you know, I'm on the other side of this, like, what head wrap can I wear today? Because I need to wrap this hair up, because I'm still not comfortable with it. I still don't feel 100% like beautiful.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so for those of you that are listening, I need you to know that I'm like shaking my head. I also have chills. I also am feeling all the feels, because the person who I'm talking to is literally sexy as fuck. Sorry for my language. Also, we'll be like top 10 sexiest women on Broadway.
Oh.
So I need you to know that, like, take what she, I know this is not a video podcast yet, but I need you to take what she's saying. Like, she is being very hard on herself.
No, but here, Nasia, but the thing is, like, no matter what, we all feel these very human emotions of, I don't feel good about myself right now. No matter what, you know, anybody can say. I'm sure that Beyonce, or, you know, Whitney Houston, who I think is one of the most gorgeous women who's ever walked this earth, or, you know, Lupita, you know, I'm sure there are days where they're like, ugh. This just, you know,
which is crazy, very human. Yeah.
Right. And then we look at them and we're like, you could literally draw a doodle bob on your face, like doodle all of your features on your face, and you would still be the most gorgeous thing that has ever walked into a room.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, I think that it's all, you know, very personal, and it changes. Yeah. I'm never saying that I am an unattractive person, but there are times that I feel unattractive.
Yeah, you're not alone in feeling that. Yeah. I think definitely, especially since, I mean, at the beginning of this quarantine, I lost 15 pounds, not because I was like being the bomb, but because I was so afraid. Like, oh my gosh. And also, right. Nasia, I thought that like we had run out of food. And I saw on Facebook that everyone was gaining weight. And I literally asked myself, I was like, why is everyone gaining weight? Because they're eating everything. Oh, there's plenty of food.
There's
what the hell?
So much food.
We can still get delivery. I literally was hoarding fish sticks.
That's why.
And canned soup, and wasn't eating a lot because I thought that the planet was.
Oh, no. And the Bronx, you were well stocked.
When I realized that we weren't in a third world, that I was like, oh, so then I gained my weight too.
Hello. And listen, we're happy about some of the weight. Like my thighs, I mean, delicious.
Hello.
You know?
Delicious.
You know, it delicious. Thank you. I'm not trying to lose some of it. Definitely for sure.
Does this happen with you? And it might just be me, but recently when I've been watching TV, like especially like reruns of old shows that I love, I look at some of the actors and I'm like, she's really skinny.
Really?
But I don't know if I thought that while it was airing.
You know,
but during pandemic, right. I'm like, oh.
Oh, right.
Like my perception has changed a little bit because everyone has kind of rounded out their faces a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like,
definitely.
Is that just me or
no? No.
Okay.
You start noticing things. Like, for instance, when you're watching reruns of a TV show and people are out in public and they're touching, you're like, what? No.
Right.
No.
Like, oh, Corona.
Right. You're like, this was made in 1992.
Oh my God.
And it is not the time. That's how much this quarantine, you know,
has affected us.
Affected us. For
sure. Have you heard that one song? Don't let Corona get on ya.
Nope, it's I have not.
An old church pastor. It seems like one of those memes that you would share.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
Amazing. Oh, wait. Okay, so a few months ago, I think I saw that you broke your foot.
Ooh, yes.
Neja, what the heck?
Child, let me tell you something. I actually... So back in beautiful in 2018, I had like plantar fasciitis. Did I say that right?
What is that?
It was like when the tissue in your feet are inflamed or something like that. I could literally still feel it. I had it on either my left or my right foot. And I got a boot for it. I don't know if you remember. Remember when I had the boot? And I was, do you remember when I had the boot?
I mean,
and I had to wear
vaguely.
I had to wear different shoes for 1650 because whenever I took my heels off, like that support for my heels, in like going into the flats, it was excruciating. It was excruciating. So I think, okay, I did that to one foot. And then earlier this year, the same thing happened and ain't too proud. My left foot, for some reason, like I woke up and I couldn't walk for a couple of days, and I still went to work because, you know, I don't play that.
Right.
I still went to work and I was limping, you know, left, right, staying still when I could. And then it cleared up. So then again in April, right around the time that I had coronavirus, actually before I found out I had coronavirus.
Wait.
Oh yeah, I had coronavirus. I had coronavirus in April.
You're okay though. I mean, yeah, you're alive.
I had no symptoms. When the doctor told me that I had coronavirus, I was like, stop playing. Because
you were asymptomatic?
I was asymptomatic. And like, luckily, this was during a time where nobody was allowed outside. So it wasn't like I was, I'm going to go social distance in the park and I might have coronavirus. So, you know, none of that was happening. I was literally inside the house. And when I went to go work out, that's when I hurt my foot again. So, you know, there were days that I couldn't walk. And I, you know, I got crutches and I went to the doctor. Shout out to my foot doctor. He is awesome. He was like, oh yeah, you broke a bone in like your metatarsal. And I was like, huh?
What?
And I said, you know what? This feels so similar to what has happened to me before. And he was like, well, you probably broke it earlier this year. So like, he gave me a shot in my toe. Jeez. That kind of like went down my foot. I'm not sure. Then I had my boot and I had crutches and then it went away in like 4 days. So the thing, what's funny is it's going to happen again. I think it's going to keep happening because I'm fine. But every morning, like when I get up, I can literally still feel pain in my feet after I've been sleeping or if I'm sitting for a while, it hurts. And I should probably get that checked out because I need my feet for my career.
You need your feet. You need your feet. You need your face. You need your voice. Girl, you are a force to be reckoned with. My daddy says hi, by the way. I told him I was talking to you today. He was like, tell her I said hi.
We'll be right back right after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So y'all who are listening, Neja freaking Thomas. First of all, at the beginning of tour, we both started the first National of Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when we were getting ready for it in our fittings and things, people would get us mixed up all the time with just our names on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Neja, what are you, like a size 6 in shoe?
Child, I'm a 7 Yeah, 7.5
Something eight. Small, okay, folks? Something tiny. And I've got a size 15 foot. And they put my big old feet up in her little shoes. I was like, these aren't mine.
These are not mine.
These are not mine. But on tour, Nasia was like, you would bring the fried chicken pot. Where did...
The deep fryer, honey.
You would deep fry chicken and have us Venmo you $6 or whatever. And you know what? It was bomb, too.
Gosh. Yes, in the hotel. I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to bring... Girl, I had that deep fryer up in my... up in my trunk, and I will never, I will, listen, I will, if I, please God, give me another tour so I can save my money. If I go again, please believe the air fryer will be in there. And actually, I'm going to graduate from the deep fryer and I'm going to start using the cast iron skillet to fry my chicken.
Really?
You know, the deep fryer is great, but it's like, I don't know, there's something that makes me feel like I'm a soul food, like, goddess when I can fry chicken in a deep, like when I can fry chicken in a skillet.
Okay.
You know, I'm not cheating by just dropping it inside.
You weren't cheating. That tastes good. I was like, yeah, I spend this much at KFC. Here you go, Nash.
$6. That gave you $6 for two or one? $6 for, what is that? That's
whatever it was, I paid it. It was good.
You did, but I'm sorry. That was an upcharge, unless it was like my last piece. Why would I charge you $6?
Upcharge when we roomed together in DC. That was so fun. That was good days. I am like, I just want to say how much I love you, and I think that you're just such a star. You're such a star. Everybody who I know that knows you, everyone who's like, do you know Nasia? Because it's an awkward thing when people are like, when they want to make a connection, and so they name somebody who they think you know, but they name someone who's not nice. That's a very awkward thing.
Yes,
it's awkward. It's like,
Yeah, I know them. Oh, I love them.
Yeah. It's like they just want to make a connection, but I'm like, you just named the meanest person I've ever met.
Literally.
But when people are like, oh, Nasia, it's just unanimous that everybody loves you.
I appreciate them.
Everyone loves you. Everyone, like, you're great on stage. You're great backstage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
important, man. If not more. To be nice backs, you know, because everybody and their grandma can be talented, but we don't want to work with you if you're not a pleasant person. Who cares if you can sing your face off? I mean
it makes a difference to me.
It certainly does.
P.S. before the quarantine and everything happened, did you get to start rehearsals for Carolina Change?
Yeah, so we were one day away from our first preview. Ugh. Yeah, we had a dress rehearsal that night. I literally went to the box office and bought 5 tickets for my family for that next Friday. And then 30 minutes later, they were like, oh, actually, it was such a bizarre time because we were in tech and all of these like articles were floating around about Broadway might shut down at 5:00. And then like nobody on our end was saying anything, and they're like, don't pay attention to the articles going around. We're just going to keep going as if we haven't heard anything. And then all of a sudden we hear meeting during the Equity 20 meeting. Ugh. And the kids were crying. I mean, we were trying to figure out, because at that point they were like, you can't have more than 50 people gather at a time. So we had that dress rehearsal. So we were like, do you guys just want to do the show and not invite people? And some people were like, sure. Other people were like, no, we need to get out of here and we need to go grocery shop. And the kids were like, do we want to leave like this? Is this the last moment we want to, you know? And then there was a small group of us who was like, ooh, a break? Let's go to the bar. Let's go get some wine.
Before we knew how serious it was.
Yep.
At the Britney Spears musical, we did the same thing. We like, had a movie night.
Shoot, where are we going? Mexico? I mean, me and Harper, we were like, so should we go to Puerto Rico? Or, you know.
I mean, before we realized how serious it was, it's like all of Broadway, we're all off at the same time. Y'all, let's hang out. Oh, people are dying in the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go home.
Right, because that time off to us was a luxury.
Yeah. Eight shows a week. Man. Rehearsals 6 days a week.
You couldn't tell me nothing. I was like, bye.
Honestly. And so fast forward to now, we're here. I mean, what is something that is keeping you going that you're grateful for?
man, I'll say something that I am working on that I think is going to keep me going. Being present, trying my hardest to be present. I like had like one of those Instagram live readings from this, I don't know how you, she was like a, not a high priestess. She was a woman of color. She was a Black woman who, she's just like spiritually touched. She was like doing tarot cards and giving people readings for $10. And she nailed it for me. And she was like, you need to spend time in the present. Stop worrying about the future and stop worrying about the past. Why are you stuck on the past? And I said, oh, you gonna read me in front of all these people?
Uh-oh.
But you're right. Staying present and staying in the moment. That is what this quarantine has been teaching me, because that's all we have. That's all we have. We don't have a foreseeable, like, we don't have a future right now. What we don't have a,
I know what you
solid
mean.
Solid future, you know? We don't know what's going to happen. So it's just, now is the time to just like sit with yourself, forgive yourself, heal yourself, and just focus on the right now. It's making people slow down and be present. And that's what is keeping me going. What else is keeping me going? Wine. Chocolate. Chocolate wine, to be exact.
I have never tried chocolate.
Oh, my.
Is it bomb?
It is so good. It's this brand called Vint. I don't know what it's called. I'll send you the link. Maybe you can drop the link in the thing. But it is delicious.
Yes. In fact, I'm going to have a glass after this. I tried one episode with a glass before and I'm like, I'm not going to do that
again. You know what? Okay.
I love you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nash. You're the boss.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I love you so much, you guys. Everyone, Nash Thomas! See you later, girl.
Yeah.
Y'all, happy Black History Month. Give Nasia Thomas some love. You guys, we recorded this episode like September 2020. Remember 2020? Dear God. She is going to be starring in Jason Robert Brown's The Last 5 Years, February 11th through the 25th. With Out of the Box Theatrics and Holmdel Theater Company. So they'll be streaming that, y'all. Look it up. Just Google it. It will pop up. Get you some tickets and check her out, because she's the bomb. She's the straight up bomb. And follow her on Instagram at Nasia Thomas. I want to give a shout out to Camille Gaston, who edited this episode. Hey girl, thank you so much. Also, shout out to Wilton Music, who produced my theme song Love COD. Full versions available on iTunes, sung by yours truly. Also, I don't know, I mean, follow us on Patreon at Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Give us a little review here on whatever platform you're listening to. Rate this podcast, y'all. Share with a friend. Just all the things. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. See you next week.
'They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.